Q94, your Mountain of Rock. The Coaches Show continues as we venture off to Liberty High School to talk with head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Brock Kanege. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Here we are, week two, and congratulations. Week one, home victory over the Stratford Indians. And take us through that. What did you see that you liked, and what did you see that you had to kind of work on to address in this week's practice?
We had a lot of good things, you know, happen. We started off really slow. I think kind of settling into the speed of the game, and Stratford really had a good game plan. Came out, and it was kind of a struggle for the first half. Mm-hmm. Until we kind of settled into the speed of the game and got a little bit more aggressive and kind of opened it up, and then our kids played really well.
Yeah, I mean, there was one play that really stood out that the sophomore Reese, he so smart to keep the ball in the field of play there. I think it was in the second quarter, where the ball, it was going to go out of bounds, and Liberty wouldn't have been able to have come up with the takeaway, but that was just a heads-up play.
Yeah, that was a really special play, and came at a really good time.
Yeah.
They had a very big play on trick play, and very next play, you know, we same guy that, you know, had made a mistake the play before, you know, came right back and made a big tackle and freed the ball up. And then Gavin Reese was playing out of position, was playing some position that he hasn't played all year. But he hustled to the ball and made a great play, kept the ball, alive.
Yeah, kept it alive.
Get it back.
Yeah. That was a really, really great play. And you know, I mean, just it was a really great team effort. I mean, just everybody really got going. You know, you had plays made by, Drew Ripko made some great plays. Carter Prutt made some plays. Gavin Reese made some plays. A nice catch there, you know, by Frazier. That was a big play, and that really kind of turned things there for a moment. And that was in the first half where he made that little catch, and boy, I tell you what, he is a load to bring down, isn't he?
He is. He's a very strong player, and you know, he's a senior this year, and we count on him for a lot of big plays.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, again, defensively, you guys were pretty doggone stingy, and do you feel you got a little more team speed than what you had last year?
I don't know if we have any more team speed. I just feel like our chemistry, with a year of experience.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like this group has a really good chemistry. They understand where everyone should be and where everyone fits. It's not always about you. It's about understanding where you fit in the whole puzzle, and understanding where our strengths are and our weaknesses. And they do a really good job of that.
Well, you've got, week one win over Stratford, now Agape. What can you tell us about them, and what are the folks going to see out of them tonight?
They're really big. Really big. They have a lot of size. They have a lot of speed. They are a new program, and they're still kind of going through the growing pains. But you're going to see a lot of really good athletes.
Are they a run team? Are they a pass team? Or just a blend?
They're a 50-50. Yeah. They're a 50-50 team. Yep. They're going to take what you give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do have a really good running back. He's very big, strong, very fast. If he gets out on the edge and we're not doing our job, he'll definitely make us pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, one, and again, going back to last Friday night, you guys did a real good job defensively of not letting Stratford get to the edges.
Yeah, it was a focus all week of trying to contain them and keep them, you know, basically between the hashes, where we could try to, you know, be physical with them and hopefully get some takeaways, which, you know, later on in the game we were able to do that.
Yeah, it great win. And tonight, you know, again, it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. And have I'm sure you've been kind of following the weather, haven't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Might be a little soggy out there.
It might. It might be a little soggy, but, you know, both teams got to play in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't control that.
No.
But we have to control what we can control, and we prepared for it, and we feel confident in it.
Puts a lot of pressure, you know, working out of the shotgun. It puts a little more pressure on the center, doesn't it?
A little bit. A little bit. You know, I don't really feel like that's a major deal, mm-hmm. truthfully. I don't feel that the shotgun compared to under center is a whole lot different. I mean, they're still having to snap that ball. It's still having to go into two hands. In all honesty, that quarterback back at 4 to 5 yards, if there is a mistake and the ball is dropped, I feel like he may, you know, he has more time to actually recover, whereas quarterback under center, if that ball hits the ground, it's a melee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right there. So,
Turns into rugby.
Yeah, it does, really quick.
Real fast. Well, you know, Coach, we, a mutual friend of not just us, but many, many people, and a brother of the SCA, a legendary high school football player in the SCA, and a wonderful man and coach, and Dave Williams passed away. And, you know, I know he meant a lot to you, and you worked closely with him and when you were first starting coaching, but anything you would like to put out there about Old Possum?
Just condolences to the family. He was a very special man.
Amen. That's for sure. Man, a few words, but he was definitely, you know, very knowledgeable and thoughtful and had a great passion for high school football. Coach Kanagi, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Thank you very much.
Head coach of the Liberty Eagles.